You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Maxi is just a revelation. He had 35.
He's a superstar.
He is a superstar.
He's got the... Outside of Connor Rosie, he's got the quickest feet on planet Earth. Right. They're the two athletes with the fastest feet on the planet.
Well, that's a good thing.
There you go.
But no, it was
somebody
was extraordinary.
Else with faster feet. If there's anyone else with faster feet than that boy Maxi and the lad Rosie, let us know who they are. But they got real sharp.
Fogarty.
No, he wouldn't even be in the conversation.
They got real.
See, Judd.
Not anymore.
But DiVincenzo.
That'll do.
The three ball.
Beautiful.
After he missed one. So you miss one and the ball works its way. They get the O ball. They kick it back. So almost from the same spot, which is usually a bit of a blessing because you can make the slight adjustment.
If you're good enough.
If you're good enough. Well, he was. And he knocked it down.
Magnificent stuff. And Cleveland go 2-0 up over Orlando in their series, having won that one. That was probably the most, the most comfortable of the day, 96-86. And they won parceled up at three-quarter time. So despite a little rally by Orlando, they were never getting close enough to win that one. So spectacular stuff.
It was.
Absolutely spectacular stuff. And for years you've been telling us it's a great product. and if we haven't been listening, we're listening now.
No, well, it's worthy of your attention because this is the most fun time. You know why? The game's different, Andy. There's two things that happen primarily. Actually, there's a lot of things that happen that change in the playoffs.
Yes, please.
But the two that stick out to me the most is, one, the defensive intensity
goes through the roof.
Like, not just a level, it goes 10 levels higher. And then secondly, the officials actually officiate it the right way.
Yeah.
They allow a little bit more contact and the scoring is a little down, but it is a far better, much more intense contest. Love everything about
it. It's a much better game. It looks like a proper game. Matt's on the road. He's got a nomination for somebody with fast feet who can rival Tyrese Maxey and Connor Rosie. Who's in the mix, Matt, for the fastest feet on planet Earth?
Yeah, g'day, guys. If I remember rightly, didn't Bo McCreary run down Connor Rosie and...
Yeah, but that's just...
Oh, I'll cop that, Andy.
No, I'm just talking... That's straight line speed.
You're talking about dancing
I'm talking
as well.
About like getting in and out of... Like just with... they're in trouble and then... Boop, whoop, and then they're
dancing,
out.
Dancing.
That sort of stuff.
Scott Pendlebury's
not... So you're right, Matty.
Yeah, you're right. But Scott Pendlebury, when you talk about in traffic...
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't look quick, but he's somehow or other...
No, he doesn't.
He just avoids it.
Quick feet or just high IQ?
Well, I don't know whether there's just something about him that makes him look... The game slows down for him, but he's able to, even now as he's getting to the latter stages.
He's still got it.
In traffic, he got a little something. He just goes, oh, geez, how did he get out of that?
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Roadrunner, no doubt. He was very fast. But again, enormous straight line speed.
Yes.
Let's see him in the S fight, as
Alex
they say.
Demon.
He's got pretty quick feet.
Well, he's just quick. I don't know if the feet have to be
sure,
quick,
he's got
don't
pretty
they?
Quick feet.
But you're not talking about just a straight line.
I'm not talking about running fast in a straight line.
No,
because otherwise you just pick the 100 metres, whoever's the fastest man on the planet over 100. You just pick him. I'm talking about you're in trouble and you've got to go sideways, backwards, and
Demon's got to do a bit of that as
my
well.
My word, he does.
But it's still not. He's super quick. There's no doubt about that.
But we're not.
Shea Bolton. Darcy reckons Shea Bolton.
I said Judd, but back in the day, not anymore, I said. Shea Bolton's got quick feet.
Quick feet.
Very quick feet. In fact, he's in the mix. From an AFL perspective, he would be top five. Unless we find.
Top five?
Well, unless we. So we've got Rosie and Bolton. So we need to find three others, four others.
Doc.
Nah, not Doc. No, we love him. And particularly not at the moment. with his ACL rehab. And going well by all accounts, so we wish him all the very best. James Robon has got quick feet.
Yes.
He joined us on the show today ahead of his 100th game. Tioli, footy number Olympics, continues to roll on. Plenty Cyril. Of time. Oh, yeah.
Cyril.
Delicious.
Well, he was quick.
Not now, but back in the day. Yeah, no.
But super quick. But again, one of those ones that just...
In and out quick. That's what I'm talking about.
That's the thing.
In and out quick.
Yes.
Not just on your marks, get set, go quick. Get in, get out, and you leave him.
Bobby Hill coming
Bobby
Hill's strong.
Got very fast feet. He was taking the mick the other day. He was actually, I watched a few of the highlights last night. And he was taking the mick.
There was three goals that he could have kicked himself, but he said, nah, I'm going to give him off.
Taking the mick. How good a line is... Go on.
Bo McCreary ran down Zach Butters. We've clarified that, haven't we?
Yeah, Connor Rozee. Yeah. We've already said that. It's not straight line feet.
Right.
It's in and out feet. You're in trouble.
Charlie Cameron.
Very quick feet.
Very quick feet.
Very quick feet. Oh, what about what he did the other day to Jake Lever two weeks ago?
Let him...
Knew he had him there and just...
What is that word? Spifflicated.
Well,
he
sort of did. You know, it was a spifflication.
Was it a spifflication?
That's sort of in that one moment it was.
Right.
A lot of people with fast feet nominations coming through on the open line. It is the tradies hour for Ace Gutters, Australian mate Bill Toss. I think people have got the idea now. Not just on your marks, get set, go speed. It's in trouble. You've got to go sideways, backwards, in, out, and then ping, and you're out.
You've got to be able to see stuff.
Yep. You don't even know. Their head hardly moved, but their feet were going a million miles an hour. In fact, it was a blur they were going so fast.
Yep.
Ethan's in Ringwood. Fast feet. Ethan, who can rival Tyrese Maxey and Connor Rozee?
Yeah. How's it going, guys?
Good, mate.
Good. Thanks, Ethan.
Good.
That's good. I've got a guy they called the cheater in the NFL, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, blistering.
Yes.
Once he gets out the back, ta-da.
Plus, he's able to – I find with him now –
quick foot.
But you know what he also can do?
What's that?
Is there such a word as de-accelerate? Like you can stop.
Yeah, slow down, we call it.
Slow down after going a bazillion miles an hour and then just, boop, they go flying by.
To come back to the ball.
And away.
Oh, and then let him go past.
Correct.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the brain, isn't it? That's, I'm going to put the brakes on here and they're not even thinking about that. Nice call, Ethan. Pete's in Pran. Give us some fast feet to enter the pantheon of fast feet, please, Peter.
Mandy, I know you're very modest, so I'll dodge this with Gazy. Gazy, Andy's fast feet when he was running for Carlton, now he had to avoid 36 players.
That's true.
Or 35 minus the one he was talking to, four umpires. Mm. The way he dodged and weaved is unbelievable. Jeez. Maybe not now.
He's more of an endurance athlete.
Yes.
These days, and he is sort of that ballistic change of direction.
Never had speed, ever.
You're a very good athlete.
Though. No, I'm not.
Even now.
I'm not.
Whatever you do, you swing the golf club and it seems to just go your way. I think it went in.
I think it's gone in.
I think it went in.
Thanks, Pete, but I was never quick, mate. Mix in Airport West. Fast.
Everyone, you know when I see people in the street, I can't tell you how many people come up to tell me about how good a cricketer you were.
Well, I don't want to. I'm
serious.
Want to pump myself
and
up,
I say, but, well, you know. I haven't heard a lot of the cricket. I know you got out on 99 or something.
That was 40.
Yeah,
that was 99 goals in a year.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's six-time centurion.
There, that's it.
But
a lot of people like high quality. They just say that you used
Andrew. It's a bit. I'm embarrassed.
No,
I'm blushing.
I'm just saying.
Who? I want to know.
Just no, punters will come up to me and say, "Oh, mate, you know Andy. He used to be able to bat."
Yeah, I could occupy.
Could you bowl as well?
Offies. I bowled. I was the opening bowler.
I don't hear that as much.
In
I hear 80, more about
84, 85 premiership winning side.
Oh, well, there you go. So
down
you could
at St. James Park.
I'm not interested, to be honest.
Well, C grade, I think.
C grade.
Bernie Crimmins told me off.
Don't ever bring up a C grade, please. Well, unless you've done it once somewhere. I don't want to hear about C grade stuff, all right? Because you're a long way off it.
Turf, it's still turf, but no, there were a few issues at the club that year. And
even if it's a lower division and you're in the A, that's
no,
okay.
No, I spent most of my time up there.
Yeah, I thought so.
Mix it, Airport West. Hey, Mickey, fast feet, please.
mate. A bloke who grabs a ball and goes, Morris Realder Jr., mate.
Oh, yeah.
Not as noticeable,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he's got when he's, we haven't seen enough of it though, have we? But we'd like to see a bit more.
Oh, Ricky Grace has come through from 406.
Quick feet?
Oh, quick feet.
Quick feet, right, that'll look. Jules.
Steal that, they used to say you could steal the hubcaps off a moving car.
Well, that's quick.
That's quick.
Quick hands too.
That's quick.
Yeah, quick everything. Jules in Campbell. Who are you thinking of, Jules?
Hello, Andy's. Hello. I am thinking of Charlie Cameron.
Yeah, no, he's in the mix. Jules, he's definitely well and truly in the mix. You've got your synapses firing in all the right directions at the moment.
We can get, you know what you can do?
If you're going with Charlie Cameron?
Particularly if he's on the boundary line, and there'll be two people coming. He has a way just to
get out.
Yes.
Get out.
Now, how did he do that?
I don't know. It's very terrifying.
Now we know.
Quick feet. There you go. Jake's in. And you know what? If you're coaching junior kids, get them. That's what you want to do. Get them. Your basketball.
I think you need a bit of DNA. You got to be blessed.
Oh, that's true. You get them as quick as you can go, though.
That's it.
I want Iguodala.
That may be not your go.
No, but you got to try and be
when you're on the boundary line, kick it quickly because they're going to come and get you.
Jake's in Norbans. Give us your quick feet nomination, please, Jake.
G'day, lads. How are we?
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
thank
good,
you.
Jakey.
Good. I reckon some of these Kiwi lads in the NRL, like the two of us, Sheck, Jerome Hughes, like, you've got to remember, they're running in a straight line. That's 13 blokes in a straight line, and they've got to use their quick feet to try and get around them and create space.
It's a very good idea. Has Cam Munster got quick feet?
I'd put him in the quick feet category.
He's probably got quick feet. For a man who doesn't look, you know, like he's built to, you know, run fast. I think he's got quick feet.
Pappy has.
No, Ryan, well, he, of course.
Ryan's got it. He has got explosive. And in traffic, just finds a way.
Will he beat the Melbourne Storm next year?
Yeah, well, I haven't heard any different.
Oh, okay. Twinkles is in WA.
Well, there's some talk he may not be there.
Some kid coming up.
Surely not.
Anyway, Twinkles is in WA. Good afternoon to you, young man.
That needs to be updated, Radar. I'm actually living in Geelong these days.
Well,
I've moved back to the East Coast.
Right. Okay. Coolio, can you make amends, please? Twinkles is no longer in WA. He's now down somewhere in between the Surf Coast and the Ballarat Peninsula. Thank you. Far away, Twinks.
Hey, Bobby Hill. Now, I was lucky enough to umpire a lot of his football, playing junior football under 13 and stuff like that. And the stuff he used to do, like, it was nothing. He'd go out and have 35, 40 touches and kick 5 or 6 goals. And he'd be running. He'd have 3 or 4 kids sitting on their butts. Like, you talk about breaking ankles. Yeah, like the stuff that we used to watch him do, and like the Sid and Dev Robertson and all these kids down there. And he's just always played on instinct from that age. And his dad Minky always sort of, you know, always told him, just, you know, trust yourself and back yourself. And you see it today. He's been given the freedom to do it. And it's the same stuff we used to watch when he was playing.
What a joy. What a joy to see somebody like that in their formative football years doing what he did then, Twinkles, and continuing to do it today. What a joy that must have been.
If you want quick feet.
Thanks for your call.
If you get the time, just go YouTube Allen Iverson.
Quick feet?
Oh,
the quickest?
Shaking ankle breakers. And have people just... tripping all up over
watch
themselves.
Caitlin Clark.
We're talking
do
about warm-ups, man.
We're here for Berwick BMW, offering convenient servicing for your BMW, next day availability and multiple transportation options. A lot of people want to join in the fast feet conversation.
I love it.
It was just a little hope and a prayer. Well, I hadn't even thought about throwing it out. Never look at this.
Incredible.
We'll get to all of your calls after this. It's the Tradies Out for Ace.
A lot
goes.
Coming off the temper text
get
machine
the numbers
as well.
Up. Australian made, build to last.
Outrageous.
27 past 3. Hopefully someone's going to mention the great man. But we'll wait and see what these callers have got in store for us.
They will.
You know, I reckon? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Kiapa.
Not him. He had springs in his feet. He didn't have particularly fast ones, I don't think. Jack's in Churnside Park. Fast feet, Jack. We're searching for someone who's in the mix of Connor Rosie and Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, well, two of my three boys are actually cricketers, but they have a really unique 360 sort of game. And to pick up a ball, you know, thunderbolts, Joe Root and Glenn Maxwell. Just with their ability to switch hit and ramp and unique quick feet for that. But I must say, the quickest feet I reckon I've ever seen is Cristiano Ronaldo at his peak.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, that's the first soccer player that we've had mention the join into the fray here. And that's a very good call, Jack.
And when you think of this type of quickness, you think there would be a number that would pop up.
No question about it. Mitch is on the road. Who you got for us, Mitch? Yes.
Messi.
Of your work. Yes. Andy Gazy, how are you?
Good, Mitchie. Thanks, Mitchie.
Good.
Andy, you might like this one, mate. I'm a young man myself. I don't think there was any better in the game than our boy Eddie Betts. What a man.
Oh, yes.
What an athlete.
Yeah, he could throw a few off with some quick change of feet. Yes, it's a very nice nomination, Mitch. He could angle the football onto his feet.
Mm.
He had geometric feet.
Right. Just happened to be born with the right angle.
He just dropped the ball and angle.
Right.
He could change the angle of his foot. He must have had an ankle that was...
That could dislocate.
Rather, he's exactly right. That's exactly right. Thank you. Were we up to Mitch? Was that
Mitch?
We're up to Leroy on the road. Leroy, fire away.
Oh, good afternoon, Andrew and Andrew. Nice to listen to your dulcet tones.
Thank you,
Lee. Thank you.
The one thing that's obvious is that we seem to be looking at the lower end, well, not the lower, the middle end of the scale with height on these guys. The one bloke that always blew me away with his feet was Buddy. He could dance through traffic like no other at 197 centimetres.
Yeah, for a big man. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very good call.
There's another big man out there who deserves mention, and he hasn't been mentioned yet, but we've got to get to the news.
Greatest of all time?
I believe he was, but others might disagree with that. But that's okay. We'll see what Dennis, Brett and Muzz have got for us on the other side of the latest from the news.
Jason Ackermanis has popped up.
Well, he did have quick feet. Mm. My word, he did.
From Adam in South Bank.
Tradies out, Ace Gutters, Australian made, built to last.
Third bounce, he's running towards the 50. Oh. He wants to kick a goal, no question about that. What's this?
Do it.
I want a goal, Michael Mitchell says to himself.
Oh, great effort.
Fast, straight line, fast in the mix, springs to propel.
Good combination.
Michael Mitchell had them all when it came to this conversation. But we're just searching for pure fast feet. Michael Mitchell well and truly in the conversation. Dennis is in Preston. A lot of people want to play this game, and I'm up for it. We're here for it. Far away, Dennis.
Yeah, g'day, boy. Addo Carr.
Joshua Addo Carr.
Now, I didn't see enough of him, which is wrong because I know he's a jet.
Well, I think he did. I think a lot of
he was quick, did he have that?
Well, I think he probably did. I think in that position. You know what? Now that you mention it, Dennis, you know he played the other version of the rugby game, but you know who did have quick feet?
Who?
The boy Campese.
Oh, yes.
David Campese.
Yes. He was renowned for it. The goose. Yep.
And then he'd throw them all off.
Have them all going all over the place.
Thought they had him covered, and then he'd just do a little and then they're gone.
The great ankle breakers.
Thank you very much. He gone. And I apologise in case anyone on the line wanted to say his name. Hey, Bretty, out there in Snorbins, who you got, Shags?
Yeah, Naka Shags from the footy world. I've got Twinkle Toes, Laurie Dwyer.
Yes, beautiful. Ballroom dancer.
Boxing world, I've got Manny Pacquiao. Never seen a faster set of feet ever.
Right.
And from the basketball world, he's not necessarily the quickest man.
Yes.
But he's got the quickest feet, I reckon, in the NBL, and that's Bryce Cotton. He'll make you look like a flog and break your ankles as soon as we're here.
That is true. And he's another one that he can go one way and then like he can get the step back and still knock it down. Like he can just get you all off balance.
Ricky Grace or
Very
Bryce
good.
Cotton, who got the faster feet?
Oh, that's a
go on.
Tough one.
Go on. Who's got him?
I'll go with Rick, but not by. I'm happy to be proven wrong on that one because
it's a
different era.
Somehow we've got to get this tested. Muzz is in Warren Eat. Who have you got for us, Murray?
Hey, boys, how you going?
Yeah, good, bro.
Yeah, good.
We've got an AFL player, big man, fastest feet in West, Josh Kennedy.
Josh Kennedy?
Oh, yeah, in the run-up.
Ah, with the
the little stutter step.
Yeah, I don't think that's the sort of I hear what you're saying. I don't think that's exactly what we were referring to, but you've added another dimension to it.
The fast feet became integral for him being able to convert.
Yes.
So while they weren't designed to get him out of trouble.
No.
He would not have been...
Calmed things down a little bit or... Got his momentum and timing. Now, I don't know how because it was all very quirky.
Think about how fast those feet were tip-tap-tapping as he came in to kick for goal.
Yes.
Outstanding. Hey, Muzz,
Hey, Muzz. Muzz, hey, stay on the line because you've won a Brick Lane dining experience 4-2 including a three-course meal, if you don't mind,
if you don't mind.
Brick Lane beers. Oh. Brick Lane's One Love Pale Ale. It's the taste of summer.
Congratulations.
And it's felt like summer out there today. It's feeling and felt like summer out there today.
There's nothing sure.
You're calling it, though, aren't you?
I'm calling this is the last one of the until about September.
Nah. October.
Nah.
Don't get me any like this in September. It, mate, honestly.
Oh, yes, you do. You get mate, grand I've been telling 89 you, grand finals. Well, that's 26 true, degrees
one
or something.
Or 31. One or two out of the box. I'm telling you, mate, autumn has got spring covered in Melbourne.
Well.
No, well and truly.
Just pay
attention, will you?
Yeah,
just start paying attention.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't mind spring because you've gone through that hibernation period.
Oh, you're coming out.
And
I know.
You're just starting to feel every day just means a little bit more because you've just gone through the
It encourages you out and then you get out and then it hits you with an Arctic blast.
Every now and again. Just
right between
you,
the
sets you back on your feet.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Greg's in Adelaide. Adelaide's going to be the epicentre of Australian sport. Well, outside of the AFL, of course. Although there'll be footy over there. But live Adelaide, of course. 24, 25, 26. Anthony Kim's going to join us on the show tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Tomorrow.
That's a big day.
That's a big ticket item.
He is. Now, he's had some...
He said, I want to talk to Gazy.
Challenges, hasn't he?
My word, he has.
He was out of the game for... How long?
10 years.
Is that long?
Oh, disappeared. He was going to be the... He was the next... He was the challenger to Tiger. He was one. He was precocious and he was talented. Yes. And he was going to take it to Tiggy Tiggy Tiger. And then...
All went south.
I'll tell you what, in golf... You know who's got quick feet?
Who?
Sergio Garcia.
What
back
about
in the day? He had quick feet. Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty Scheffler with the back kick.
Slippery feet.
He's got the motorbike kickstart.
We've got to talk about him later. He's going up.
Tony Vito!
Oh, his ankle. He can dislocate his ankle and bounce back and still do well at a Masters.
He had Eddie Betts type geometric feet options.
Did you see it when he dislocated?
I did, yes.
And he could just play on.
Of course, mate.
Incredible.
Hey, Greg, I think we might have introduced Greg about 6 minutes ago,
and
we'll get to him now. Good afternoon, Gregory.
All good, boys. I think in the world of dance sport, I don't think there's any quicker feet going around than the Irish dancer Michael Flatley, who can move forwards, backwards, and sideways.
It's a very good call.
Well, anyone that does that Irish jig type thing they do.
Yeah, Michael
Irish,
Flatley.
Well, there's a lot of others that have got that.
Well, name one other.
Well, I don't know who they are, but I know if they can do it, they got quick feet. Because if you don't have quick feet, you're not doing it.
So just go with Michael Flatley.
I'm not familiar with his work.
Michael Flatley, Riverdance.
Oh, yeah.
The
I know
Lords
the
Riverdance.
Lords of the Riverdance,
that's him.
Okay, well, he's very quick feet.
I think that's him, isn't it? Lord of the Riverdance, or whatever they call it.
Is that where they're slapping their foot, the sole of their feet
just
when they're...
up and about.
Yeah, hopping all over the
Thank
joint.
Thank you. Peely's our great mate in Inverleigh. Who you got, Peely?
Boys, I've got a dual sportsman. Involved in basketball and ballroom dancing, and I think this is going to end the debate for the dancing kind of thing. Andrew Gaze,
thank you.
With Dancing with the Stars.
No,
I was waiting for it.
Big, slow, cumbersome.
No, mate.
Nah, mate.
Mate, I'm telling you.
Mate, we all saw you.
My rumba was one of the most romantic.
It may have been romantic, but and your feet had
no, no.
Other,
and the
other
first,
things,
the
other
waltz,
things were moving quick, but your feet were not.
The waltz that on there, and you got to keep your head back. That was extraordinary. Finished fourth, if you don't mind.
Out of seven,
out of 10. Thank you. And you know who I beat? You know that?
Who?
Thor. Hemsworth, ta-da.
Which
out
one?
You
did you was it Chris?
Chris.
You beat Chris.
Yeah.
Wow.
Me, Kuda, and Chris. we were really good mates. And then he went he's kicked on and I haven't heard from him since. Oh well. You know.
Crads. Hey mate, when you're moving up the ladder, you gotta travel light.
Oh yeah,
you gotta drop a few on the way.
I was the odd one out between Kuda and him when it comes to the rig.
Right.
Oh, jeez. My partner would look at me and just sort of turn her nose up. And then she'd look at the others and go, ooh, hang on, something's going on here.
Through the short straw here.
Oh, jeez.
Grant's in Sydney. Oh, you look at all these fast feet nominated. We're in an hour out of this. G'day, Grant. How are you, mate?
You guys can go down a rabbit hole. You really can. mate, look, the person I want to nominate for fast feet, he didn't have pure speed. He wasn't particularly fast, but oh my God, in and around traffic, did he have fast feet? You couldn't lay a glove on him. That was Darren Jarman.
Fine nomination.
Yes.
See, the Grant gets it. He understands what we're after.
Because if it's just a straight line activity, probably not going to be right up there.
Ah, just mention. But in traffic, Max Holmes.
Thank you.
You know.
Yes.
It's straightforward. There's no craft in finding Max Holmes.
No.
But finding Darren Jarman.
Oh, tough.
That takes superior knowledge. Mm,
it is. It's not just the speed of body; it's the speed of mind. That's what it's also incorporates.
Balance, dexterity, vision, thinking, IQ.
And just reading your opponent.
Spot on.
And just being able to give it a little shuffle every now and again. Oh, I tell you, underrated.
Shannon's in Reservoir. Well, that's why it's such a good subject, Keith.
Yeah, well, it's got the temper text machine's gone bunter.
Right. For 40 winks, of course.
Yes. I can't even keep up with them
They're serious about sleep. Get your unique bed match profile and find the right bed for you. 40 winks, temper text.
Yeah, that's my job. Fred Astaire has come off there. That's a
why don't
going
you do
backer.
It? Huh? Why don't you do it occasionally?
I'm flipping because I haven't got my own setup. I'm flipping and I'm just sometimes not seeing it all.
Sometimes. Shannon's in Reservoir.
Just give me the nod and I'll pick it up where you
just
left.
Just chip in, mate. You've been doing this for 20 years. Just chip in.
I was on a different tab.
Shannon's in Reservoir. Good afternoon to you, Shan.
How are you, boys? I think I've got the fastest feet out there.
Go on.
And he'd fit under Gaze's legs, I reckon, back in the day.
Yes.
That was Gus Logie.
Gus Logie.
Yeah, pretty quick.
Yeah.
Well. Pretty quick, I imagine. I can't really remember seeing him do the... But, yeah, no, he's like, very quick.
Like, out in the cricket. Well,
yeah,
he's quick.
I mean, that's sort of back... He didn't bowl.
No, but on the cricket field.
No, yeah, that's right. Mm. Don't go batting or bowling, because that's not what he was.
No, what was he then?
He was... we're talking about him in the field, I reckon.
Ah, right.
Simon's...
Gotcha.
Simon's in Langwarrin.
Didn't roll the arm over?
No.
At all?
Nah. Never. He may have bowled an over here or there, but no.
not what he's renowned for?
No, mate. He's a
batsman.
Middle order, sort of just in the 11 when they weren't altogether at their strongest.
Yeah.
Simon's in Langwarrin.
I didn't notice. I can't recall him being all that nimble out in there.
No, he's quick. No. Very quick in that sort of backward point.
Okay.
He and the boy from South Africa. He was quick in that part of the field
as well.
Who
the boy from South Africa?
A very quick feet.
Which one?
Oh, you know. Who can ever forget what's his name? Simon's in Langwarrin. Simo, who you got for us, please?
I need more information.
Hey, Andy. Well, I think you're thinking of Jonty Rhodes.
That's
Jonty. That is a good call.
See, Simon, every now and again, the name just doesn't come to you when you need it, and you shouldn't throw to it unless you've got it.
Mm.
But thank you for being there. That's why the SEN audience, that's why you guys, Simon, you and your mob on the other side of the phone line, that's why you are the best radio audience on planet Earth. God love
that's
the
it.
Lot of you.
Mm.
Anyway, keep going, please.
Oh, well, most of them.
I'm ringing for the guy, the sport that needs the quickest feet. His name's Lionel Messi. He's at the top of the tree.
Well,
Pretty quick.
I did mention him, but the footwork there, in traffic, he's a magician with that ball. You're watching it. You sort of need to go back to the replay to see how he actually did it.
What about What about floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee?
Well,
what about him?
Yeah, but he
Come on.
But that was more for show, though, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, still quick feet.
Yeah.
17 minutes to four already. Full border calls really to get through.
Oh, dear.
Black Caviar racing away from Epaulette. Black Caviar doesn't let us down.
Yeah, straight line speed, ridiculous. I don't know whether she had the fastest feet.
Weaving in and out and sort of dodging and balking.
She's hardly efficient in the derby that year.
Ben from Essendon to come strong, because I don't think anyone's going to mention this. Ricky Henderson stole 1,406 bases.
Call.
He was the A's mostly, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he was Oakland A's.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a good call. Hey, just before you get back to the calls, Cam Guthrie. Geelong have announced available for selection this
week.
Oh,
that's a win.
That is great news for him and the Pussycats. So, he'll come back in against the Blue Baggers, have 35, just stiffen up their midfield, and away they go.
Carlton.
Surely plays in the VFL for a week. You can't just, after that injury, rush him straight back in, can you?
Did they have any injuries from last week?
Yeah, Tommy Stewart won't play. Concussed.
Well, that's a big bonus for you guys.
Oh, so you're happy about bonus. Tom King?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that's the luck of the draw, but... That's a massive win for
you'd
Carlton.
You'd rather play Geelong
Carlton.
Without him.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously, because he's a bloody champion.
No, we don't want to see him on the sideline, saying it is a win.
Tim's in
Carlton.
Middle. Tim's talking about Geelong, and then suddenly I'm getting bombarded with that nonsense. Tim's in Middle Park.
It's not nonsense.
Him, not you.
Oh, right. That was the great Anthony Koutafidamidis.
Oh, of course, it was A-Rod playing that Koutafidamidis.
Does not sound like Kuta at all, though.
Give us Carlton.
Yeah, it does.
Nah, not at all.
Tim's in Middle Park. Fast feet, Timothy. Who you got?
Hey, legends. You may not need to take any more calls after this one. Without doubt, the fastest feet in the business. He's not the funniest man, but he's known as the Joker.
Yeah, pretty quick.
Nikola Jokic.
Oh, no, Novak Djokovic, I think.
Oh, no, I thought, well could just be been watching
it
Denver.
Could be, he hasn't got quick feet. Nikola.
Oh, he has for a big man.
Quick brain, quick hands.
And for a big man, Turner. The little drop step that he puts on him.
Yeah, right, whatever.
He's got him jumping all over the place.
Yeah, but Novak's got quicker feet than him.
Well, were you talking about Novak or...
Nikola, Novak.
No, we're talking about Novak, Nole, the Joker.
Yeah, of course he's got very quick
they
feet.
They are very quick.
Mm.
Quicker than our bloke, the Demon. Oh, that stopped you.
Okay, that's
Matthew's
just
in. No, you. I was asking you.
Oh, I thought you were sorry.
No.
No, I think just on quickness, I think the Demon's got him.
Ooh.
But obviously, the all round game, he's probably just a little ahead of him.
Just a little.
Just a touch. 23 Grand Slam titles.
I would have thought.
23, 24.
More, is it? What's he up to?
No, I think it's 23.
23, is it? Right. Matthew's in WA. Good afternoon to you, Matty. Who you got?
G'day, boys. I love the Campese call there, Andy.
Yes. Thank you.
I thought Benji Marshall, he had pretty lethal feet,
yeah,
I think.
He did.
Okay,
my
He's the cocker now at...
You got in the NRL.
Yeah, with Balmain, the Tigers.
Yeah, the old Balmain
side. They still call them...
No, they're not Balmain. They're West Tigers.
West Tigers, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Good call, Matty. Ronnie's in Bendigo. Look at that. WA 1 minute, Bendigo the next.
We'll
get out to Strathmore in a moment.
I'm from Maui.
Ronnie, who have you got, please?
G'day, boys. I reckon I might have the podium here.
Talk to us.
From sensibility to silliness. The bronze goes to Carl Lewis.
Straight line. He's a straight liner, though, Ronnie. We'll put an asterisk next to that, but carry on.
But he did have fast feet while he was flying through the air doing the long jump.
Good point. Straight back at me. Oh, I don't disagree. But they all do that. They got to twirl the feet. But anyway, I will take that on board. Carry on, Ronnie.
The silver medal goes to Wayne Gretzky.
Wow, there's one. And he was a genius. The way in which he could flick the ball, the puck underneath the competitor and somehow quick feet. Hang on. And then what he'd do, boop, he'd jump over the defender and then he's away with the puck
springs
again.
Springs in feet.
No, but he's quick as well.
Well, quick skate.
That is a very good call.
And who else you got, Ronnie?
And the gold medal goes to Ricky Bobby when he won the race in Talladega.
Thank you, Ronnie. Nice work.
You sort of lost it a bit there.
No, well, he's out of
the first two were
had a go.
Very nice.
Dave's in Strathmore. Who have you got, David?
I reckon Derek Randall, the English opener.
Yeah. Those blokes who fielded it sort of backward point to cover region. A lot of those blokes, Ross Edwards from Australia back in the 70s, real quick feet.
Right.
You don't even remember Ross Edwards.
Well, I remember them all.
You don't remember? Well, what was the name of his brother? Was it his brother? There was another Edwards.
It was Ross and...
The other bloke from WA.
Yeah.
Wally.
What was his name?
Wally.
No, it wasn't Wally.
I don't think it was Wally.
Was it Wally?
Yeah, I don't think... Oh, were they brothers?
I don't know.
Mel's in Dumbork.
Where's Dumbork?
Yeah, good question.
Every time, boys. Langatha.
Oh, good
country,
part
mate.
Of the world.
Well,
yeah, roughy
Dumb
country.
On the...
That's where he's from.
It's near Langatha.
Ruffy and Dyson Heppel, mate.
Nice.
Near Langatha.
Going well, Dyson Heppel, too. He's found a little role for himself on that
a
last
one. A lot of
one.
People
he's
said, pack it up, pack it in.
Get
but
out
he's
of the
just
game.
Come back and said, no, I've got my little spot here and I'm doing a fine job.
Who you got, Mel?
I've got three for you, mate. I've got the Prince of Pirouetting Grand Final, which would be Marlon Pickett.
Okay, yep.
Cyril Rioli.
Yep.
Yeah. Like a cat. And the man that can do three things, David Roden.
Oh, yes. Very quick feet, David Roden.